ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरन्नस्य ज्ञानञ्जनाशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे.
So we're every year increasing the capabilities of our Sankirtan party. That's being done by bringing in new souls who are coming by Lord Chaitanya's arrangement from different places around the universe. Maybe even other universes, he may be sending them straight here. The more we remain open and eager to increase the Sankirtan, which Prabhupada said is the purpose of the Krishna Conscious Movement, to unlimitedly expand the preaching of the Krishna Conscious Movement all over the world. And not only that, he defines advancement in devotional service by one's acumen in preaching Krishna consciousness to others. So does Bhaktivinoda Thakur, as Prabhupada mentions in the last paragraph of the Nectar of Instructions, verse 5, which he describes the various levels of devotees. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that one can judge a Vaishnava by the effect that he or she has on others and the way in which he's able to spread Krishna consciousness. There is a quality that one attains through practicing this religion called Sankirtan, of seeing all living entities as parts and parcels of Krishna and worshipping at the altar of the hearts of every living entity, knowing that Krishna is the best friend of the living entity, is always there with the soul. And the best place to worship Krishna is at that altar where the living entity lives within the heart. Ishvara sarva bhutanam hridaya sharajana tishtati brahmayan sarva bhutani yantra rudrani mayaya. Krishna says that I go there with the living entity wherever he goes because he's so dear. And he's also informing each living entity. This is a dynamic situation. So this is the best kind of worship. Bhaktivinoda Thakur confirms jive doi Krishna nam sarva dharma sar. The essence of all religion is to show compassion to living entities by widely spreading the Sankirtan movement, so everybody gets a chance. And there's unlimited opportunity to do this. It's a big world. Just Silicon Valley is big enough for us to put our full energy in this lifetime so that everyone has an opportunity to come in contact with Hare Krishna. Come in contact with what?
Hare Krishna.
Yeah, people should say, Hare Krishna, I know Hare Krishna. That's the same as knowing Krishna. There's no difference. If they know Hare Krishna, they know Krishna. Because Krishna, Hare Krishna, it's all the same. They're all the same. Krishna's none different. He's absolute. So we want everyone to know Hare Krishna. And they can read a little bit about it in the Bhagavad Gita and the Srimad Bhagavatam. And this is the purpose of the Krishna Conscious Movement, and very specifically the purpose of ISKCON of Silicon Valley. Not only to go out and give people opportunity to hear Hare Krishna, to read about Hare Krishna, but also to have a lifestyle choice where they can practice Hare Krishna at home. This is our follow-up, and this is the year of follow-up here at ISV. We're developing new systems to manage the results of our outreach. The two of them go together like hand and glove. You can't separate one from the other. And so year after year, we examine the methods and the ways in which we've expanded the Sankirtan, and we think, where are the gaps? Where are the places where we can make improvements so we can go on increasing unlimitedly? And every time we make higher goals, we challenge ourselves and make a fresh challenge. Tell me if I'm wrong about this, but it's a little nerve-wracking every year when we make a fresh challenge and we say we're going to go bigger than we did last time. And this, of course, disturbs the idea the mind might have of having a comfortable life. But there is no comfortable life in the material world. If you try to find a restful place here, you will not be successful. There's no place without anxiety, especially for human beings. Human beings are meant to be in anxiety. Just accept it and your life will be happy. There's no place you're going to find in front of the TV set on some, island in the middle of the Pacific. Every place is full of anxiety. Brahma bhuvana loka punar avartino arjuna mamupetya tukuntya punar janmana vidite. You'll be riddled with anxiety, especially if you try to adjust yourself to the material world. That's insanity. It can't be done. However, you can transfer the anxiety. You can transfer it to the Sankirtan movement. That's the smartest thing to do. There are many different ideas about how to practice religion, but the best religion is what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught, to show compassion to the living entities and to expand the preaching of the Krishna consciousness movement. And in the process, one has to fortify oneself by hearing and chanting Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Parasevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakyam Atma Nivedanam. So we look every year, we make new goals, and in the anxiety we take to reach the new goal, we realize Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. We realize the purport to the song, Gorangora Dutipada, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet are the source of all shelter and all advancement in Krishna consciousness. That's where we take shelter, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There's nobody better than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So there we find our solace, and that's where we find our real anxiety, is putting ourselves on the line, putting our lives, our reputations, our families. We'll double down on everything. We'll put our house on the line if we have to. And like a gambler that goes in and puts everything on the line and then thinking, what do I do now? So we're doing that also with our lives. It's like we're betting, because everyone can say, I can go somewhere else. I might go to, you know, some idyllic place here on the planet and find a little tree house and I can live there, just have someone run some bananas up to me, and I'll live free from anxiety. But we want to live right in the heart of the anxiety, right here in the middle of the city, where we're completely responsible for what happens every year. We have to look at the bottom line and say, did we put ourselves on the line, and did we move up to the next level? That's where advancement takes place in devotional service. Everything that it takes to move the preaching up to a higher level increases our own capacity to practice bhakti, shravanam, kirtanam, vishnu, smaranam. The two go together. You have to have both. You have to have the intense anxiety to increase the results of sankirtan along with hearing and chanting. Otherwise, you can become complacent. You can also become conceited that I'm a great devotee or something like that. But if you go out in public, people will tell you otherwise. In fact, it's the greatest thing to have. If you haven't had a door slammed in your face, of course it barely ever happens, but you should try for it, then you really haven't lived. Right, Edwait? You've faced rejection, haven't you? How old are you now? Even when you were 5 years old, you faced rejection. Five-year-old boy, he went out into the great unknown. I know, I was there with you. And he faced rejection, and he lived up to it, and now he's become strong in devotional service. As a 12-year-old boy, now he's a strong Vaishnav, interested in hearing chanting, interested in spreading the Krishna consciousness movement, because he's gone out and taken that anxiety. So devotees who take this, they become ironclad in their practice of devotional service. And when they start at 5 years old, going door to door, and then they grow up, they're 12 years old, 15 years old, they become, by the time they're 15, they start becoming great marshals of the Sankirtan movement and taking charge to spread it all over the world, and that's what we'd like to see. So today we're taking stock of how we did in 2017, a fine year here at ISV, I must say, on all counts. All the different departments made advancement in proficiency. We increased our membership in astounding ways, and the Sankirtan increased in mind-boggling ways we could not even imagine we've increased in Sankirtan. And of course, we won't mention any specific numbers at all today. But we will say that we're very happy. And we're going to take some time today to check in with our Sankirtan leaders. That's Sri Krishna Purushottam and Malini Devi Dasi, who, what was it, 7 years ago that you took the helm of this ship of Sankirtan here at ISV? 7 years, would you say? Seven and a half? At least 8 years ago. Time goes by fast. And they've stayed on the helm. They've taken water coming off of the ocean and big hurricane storms, and they tied themselves to the mast, even during the rockiest times when the ship looked like it was going to capsize. They tied themselves to the mast, and they wouldn't come off. And no matter what situation we were in, we'd look up and we'd see them leading forward with Bhagavatams in their hands and saying, go further. You have to have leadership, empowered leadership in the Sankirtan movement. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu empowers people who are fearless within their heart to take on the great responsibility of spreading the Krishna conscious movement. It's a huge responsibility. You can't sleep at night, can you? Can you? I know I can't. And that's a natural result of taking this anxiety for spreading Krishna consciousness all over the world and expanding. So they've done that in exemplary ways, and today they're going to lead us in a conversation so that we can brainstorm the ways in which we were victorious in implementing new ways to expand the Sankirtan movement in 2017, and we're also very importantly going to identify the gaps. We're going to find out which gaps we can fill in 2018 to rise to yet the next level. And as we rise to new levels, we're looking for exponential growth. Not just a little bit, but as the capability rises, our capacity for increasing also arises as well. So now we give you our two Sankirtan leaders, Malinib Dasi and Sri Krishna Purushottam, please. Come on, one more.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, Pramuji. As you were mentioning that we need empowered leaders, actually all of us here at ISV are deriving that empowerment from you. That's how, whatever little qualification we have is just because of your mercy and blessings, Pramuji. Thank you so much. Just a few days ago, before this meeting, we met with His Grace Vaisheshika Prabhu, and we brainstormed a few ideas that we wanted to focus this year. And we identified a few things which we were thinking would be the priority for this year. And the first one was, as Prabhu was mentioning, the follow-up. Actually, Prabhu came up with a nice name for this team called GIFT, which means Giving in Friendship Team. So this, we will have a lot of focus this year on follow-up, and we'll have a very dedicated team who is going to take up this new responsibility. We are yet to identify the team, but this is what we desire to have this year. And we also want to focus on Gomatsya project that we started last year. We found huge success, not just at ISV, but everywhere around the world. So we wanted to expand the Gomatsya program with new videos that we could take it door to door, and then how we could advertise Gomatsya on internet as well. And Bhadra Purnima was also very successful last year, but we couldn't get to advertise it in the beginning of the year, so we wanted to start Bhadra Purnima leading up to, from now till September or October, so we want to focus on that. And we also want to focus on trainings this year, lots of trainings for all the devotees in different aspects. And smart boxes are expanding books at different locations, including smart boxes. We want to focus that. And we also want to focus on how we can distribute books on internet, including Bhagavatams for Gomatsya and other things. So these are some broad categories that we thought about, but we are not limited just to these categories, but now after brainstorming, we could come up with some more things and we can add those as well. but this was our tentative plan.
Hare Krishna. I think Vaisheshkar Prabhu is this year also training, as Maharaj Mataji mentioned already. But a lot of other temples are looking at ISV, so more training and more devotees participating, good distribution helps. And also Bhadra Purnima, if we miss Bhadra Purnima, we are also planning for Kartik Purnami. So that comes in the month of Kartik. So, but our major goal is for Bhadra Purnima. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
We have up till from 8:15 or 8:20 until 9 o'clock, where we wanted to ask devotees if anything that worked this year and anything that they would like to improve this year, we can take those suggestions. And we already have some, devotees have put it down on the Google Sheet that I shared. Thank you very much. And if there is anything else that we would like to discuss, we can do it. I already got some ideas for training, organizing, door-to-door improvements. Then we also have some things for outreach, some logistics and book room improvements, and how to distribute books at other temples. And we have some advertisement-related requests as well. So I just put it down. And how we take care of guests at the temple, and online book distribution. So we also need, we also got some requests to make some new tools. So we can start, we can open it up to the devotees now. If anybody would like to share any of their ideas or any suggestions or anything that worked this year that you would like to mention.
One thing that worked, I saw that started off last year was the language cards. It was a revelation in Jagannath Puri that we had 100 devotees on our yatra, and about 25% of them were from China and Japan. And then, of course, none of them, except for maybe one or two, spoke Orion or Bengali. But we were able to distribute 5,000 books hand-to-hand in Jagannath Puri in about 7 days. And we used very primitive language cards. But since then, the language card program has gone into high gear in producing these language cards, and we're seeing pictures from all over the world of devotees using them. And it's a practice that can more than double your book distribution. It's not just supplementing, but it's actually you can double your individual book distribution by using language cards and becoming familiar with presenting books in different languages. And these are now being made available for download. We're translating all of the mantras that are BBT books in those languages from all over the world. We have a team working on it 24 hours a day to bring us those. And the downloads are now available on distributebooks.com. One, two. Go ahead.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. I really liked the part that Mother Govinda Prabhu was able to take many of the teens out in books. So it was a wonderful experience. I probably asked the kids to talk about it. But what I thought is it would be nice for us to have a schedule done so that they can go on the weekends, spend, if that's okay with Prabhu, on a regular basis, and have them. I know I love the point that he said if he takes too many of them, they probably talk to each other or, you know, get distracted. But it's one-on-one with Prabhu. It was just amazing. I mean, I was just talking to Srivatsa when he comes back after he does with Father Govinda Prabhu. It's been a wonderful experience, a lot of learning. And so I just thought that would be very nice part for especially the older kids, the teens who can go by themselves, who don't need the parents to go. So, yeah, I just want to think that if we put in a schedule and then get that, maybe I'll ask Bhadra Govinda Prabhu more.
That really goes in the training category as well. That we're finding in communities all over the world that the more systematic training there is, the more the confidence level of the general body of devotees goes up. Because although it's unspoken, devotees sometimes like the idea of book distribution, but don't go out and do it because they're not sure what to do. But when they are very sure about what to do and what the result is likely to be by going out, then there's a much higher likelihood of them going out and getting lots more people involved.
Yeah, that was the reaction of Srivatsa when he came. He said that, Nina, I'm very comfortable now, especially because door-to-door he's always done as a kid, but like going on, standing in the street and talking to the Western, all totally new, he doesn't know anybody. But he was like, I feel so much more comfortable doing it after the more number of times he goes with Mother Goyal Prabhu. It's helped him personally. So.
Is that true?
Prabhu, I'm not a big distributor, but I always went with Vedant Prabhu and Yajidam Prabhu in Orange County, and I think from my first hand experience, I found that vegan festivals are a big success, and also I found that the Malibu temple, it's a big Hindu temple there, on major festivals people were very receptive, and I think even in Silicon Valley I'm sure there are a lot of vegan festivals, and also there are few Hindu temples where if we can go on auspicious days, there is a more chance for good book distribution. This is what I...
Thank you. It's a good reminder also that these vegan festivals, Loka Invadarbha in Washington, D.C., have the vegan hot dogs, which go well as a arm of distribution of prasadam during our festivals, which augment in untold ways the overall book distribution and the overall result. So that's something I think we should look into as soon as possible.
Hare Krishna. I think I have one insight on the Srimad Bhagavatam, because we have a big one book, Chaitanya Charitamrita, which comprises of the 9 books. So is that, the PBT planning to condense, to make it in 2 books at least, because it's in 18 books, so 9-9. The reason is there are sometimes places where we see we are almost close a deal in Srimad Bhagavatam, but when the huge quantity of books gives them a little bit of discomfort. So if there is a possibility to make it 2 books in terms of making all the things.
It's not in discussion right now. We're discussing reprinting the Bhagavatam in a little more convenient size, but we haven't really fully discussed the 2-volume set. I'll keep my eye on it though and let you know. I did see when we were distributing a full set of Bhagavatams that one of the ways in which at least we're at somebody's house, he said, I can only take 1 book. And the devotee said, no problem, you keep the 1 book. You can pay for the whole thing, but we'll leave you with 1 book and we'll keep the rest. And I thought that was unique, and then I found out it's not unique. The devotees are doing that everywhere. And there are several devotees keeping sets in their house and replacing the books. They're doing a library service for people. But anyway, your point's well taken. I'll look into it.
Thank you. So one more point to say on that. Also, as we are planning to go for a storage to keep the books in addition to the one we are here, so there are many instances where people live in small apartment complex and all, so they wanted to take the Bhagavatam, but sometimes they say there isn't a way, we just take 2 copies now and remaining can be stored at your temple premises. So Nam Smaran and other times Swanka Prabhu has made some arrangements, they kept their home or somewhere else, 3 copies. So after 3-4 months, basically they take the whole set. It's just a matter of getting the purification. So as the new storage we are getting, is there any provision we can make, the logistics, so that we can allow devotees to also do this marketing deal?
Do you want to comment on that?
Same thing, Sukeshwari Mataji and a few devotees in Toy Valley also, Vijay Damodar, they are keeping their set remaining books in their house and they are giving later after 2 months. So you want us to do a systematic way or? Okay. So that option is there already. But we'll, by area wise, we'll choose a location and we can keep this other sets like remaining books in their houses. So we can take from there.
There's a comment from Hansapriya Mataji. And she says, it's a really great addition to having the book table at the Sunday feast.
Where did you keep it? Right there? And it's been good. Who's doing the table? Achyuta Chaitanya. Wow.
And talking about Achyuta Chaitanya Prabhu, he has also sent a message. And he says, one of the things that worked is smaller teams going to more spots for Srimad Bhagavatam and Western Sankirtans. So smaller teams is the key. And then he's typing some more. I can see that. But Manjari Gopika Mataji has a few points as well. Should I share them? So number one, really liked Selva Prabhuji's distributing the Janmashtami flyers every day. Had lots of visitors coming in or at least knowing about our temple. Also met a lot of people coming in again to temple after a very nice experience in Janmashtami festival. Number two, distributing SSR was a huge hit with all the crowd. Few people would come to the table and say that they have already got the Bhagavad Gita and would leave happy with an SSR. Mm. On the improvements, have a schedule listed on the Janmashtami flyer. Last time we had 4:30 a.m. to midnight. People would know what time to come if it is listed. Those are some of her points. And, he sent some figures, but we're not discussing figures, right?
Yeah, not discussing figures. But also, I'm wondering if we do flyers at other times besides Janmashtami. Why not increase that visibility to other events during the year?
So there is one flyer that we have for the event that happens in San Francisco. Those flyers, Mata Govinda Prabhu and the Western Sankirtan team, they distribute almost every time they go, advertising the events that happen for the Westerners. But we don't have a flyer that we take out regularly except the temple business cards.
I think it would be effective if we pinpointed the big events that we have during the year, and rather than just Janmashtami, right. we add that in. It's not a lot of extra expense, right?
We used to do Gita Jayanti flyers from, but last year we didn't do it, so I think it's a good idea. Invite for Sunday for Gita.
Ram Navami, there's also Nisringa Chaturdasi, there's all kinds of events. Let's ask the flyer Acharya.
Yes, Prabhu. Thanks, Prabhu.
You're the flyer czar.
Yeah, we have another flyers, the Harinam flyers, every month we are getting. So those flyers we not printed out, but we are distributing through the Facebook to many groups through the Bay Area. Previously, last year I started a couple of stores I posted, 2016 and 2017 I didn't do that, but mainly the flyers posted on the Facebook and the pages.
Yeah, but could we also do physical flyers as well?
Yeah,
at other times of the year?
Yeah, we can do, Prabhu. We can do that. We can do printed some 50 flyers from outside. We can post at some stores also. We know some stores are allowed to
post. How many flyers do you give out for Janmashtami?
So last year we printed about 12,000 flyers.
How many?
12,000.
Well, why can't we do that regularly? Is there any harm in it?
Yeah, we need more hand.
What?
We need more help from the devotees. It is not
for doing it on a regular basis.
Yeah.
I propose that we boost our flyer distribution during the year and include other events. Maybe we don't do 12,000, but I think we should maybe look for 5,000 or something like that and have a more intensive effect.
Yeah.
I knew during the war they used to drive, put airplanes over, and then he dropped from the airplanes huge amounts of leaflets. That sometimes they find it, it's more powerful than bombs. Because the bombs people rebuild and everything like that, but if they get the information and the flyers, then it changes their mind. And it's an inexpensive way to get more visibility, I think. Yes, Prabhu? And there's somebody's on the phone too, so.
Okay. So, for regarding the sparks for Srimad Bhagavatam, Prabhu, we need more innovative ways. The Toronto temple, when we went there for Bhagavatam distribution, they had a real estate agent. And we asked them, there is a Hindi community and for Bhagavatams. So we did here also same way. But I am looking for the devotees, can any pair up as a team and look for a good spot for us. So.
Okay. Anybody who's a real estate agent in ISV should come forward and cooperate. Also doctors, if you have medical reports. Who's on the telephone? Go right ahead. Okay.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Yes. I wanted to mention for finding the locations, we can also involve older kids. Because they go to classes, they have friends, and they have also their own circle of connections, and they also move in finding locations. Because we really need locations now, and we are running out, especially in Cupertino area.
Like what age are kids?
Older kids.
12? 15?
Yeah, I guess 15 and above.
Give them the mic. See what he has to say about it. He's our representative of the 15 and up and older. Did you hear what she said? Yeah, what do you think about that?
I think it's okay, but the thing about choosing locations isn't necessarily about what contacts we have, because I think other devotees also have a lot of contacts. Like, other devotees also know where to go if we want to sell a lot of books as well. But I think older kids can also have their own fair share of contribution.
In helping to find spots?
Yeah, but I think the spots is pretty much taken care of by the adults.
But they wanted to hand it over to you.
I mean, I don't mind.
You have a driver's license? Anyway, you can Google it. Okay. What else? Hansapriya.
Actually, we had initiated discussion with Selvar Prabhu about getting zonal distributors, so that way somebody take care of the East Bay and empowering other leaders, so that way we can cover the whole Bay Area for distributing the flyers, including the upcoming festivals and temple events for more visibility. We had initiated conversation last year. Hopefully we'll take actions this year. So probably that should be the goal that we can probably take pay more attention to.
We don't have franchises in different areas, empowered zonal people?
Not in the terms of the flyers.
Not where?
Not in the flyers.
Oh, you're talking specifically about flyers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we should drastically expand our outreach for flyers this year, empowering people in different areas.
Especially in the evening time, we cannot travel one place to another place.
Well, so
in the evening time,
yeah.
So I cannot go from Cupertino to Fremont. The traffic is so heavy. So in Janmashtami day and the festival day, we need to each zone's leader, they go there, the stores and the hotel, they can distribute.
Yes. Well, I'm going to give you this. Nirvina Nirada's three principles of management. Simplify, outsource, and empower. You got to empower other people, outsource it to others, and simplify your own operation as much as possible. So the more people you can add to your network to do that on a regular basis, the faster it goes. That's how the Jehovah's Witness get out their watchtower to a whole city, is they empower leaders in various quadrants of the city, and they take responsibility for getting the delivery and then making sure that it goes out to everybody in the whole city. So that way they can cover a whole city within just a matter of a few days, a huge city. So we have to have similar capability. Yes.
I was just going to mention that, Prabhu. I was just thinking that I think all of us are equally distributed among the Bay Area. Maybe we should have a zonal leader for Sankirtan so that they will take care of the flyers, they will take care of finding the spots in their area. Because I think Cupertino is almost covered, but there are some parts of Cupertino which is not touched yet.
But to speak of Burlingame,
yeah,
y'all haven't been down there lately. And I think somebody who lives in Burlingame should take responsibility. I'm just thinking as an example, somebody lives in a particular town, they should research the whole town. And during the time when, for instance, as an example, when flyers come out, that person or a couple of people should make sure that the whole city gets everybody in the town. There's 30,000 people. They should have an arrangement so that everybody gets something at their door, right? And that way we can cover the whole Bay Area. Mullen and Sri Gopal.
We thought that Cupertino was exhausted because we went there so many times. But recently during the Gita Championship, there was a person, a realtor from outside. He got his children to recite Bhagavad Gita. And he gave us a location, like three locations. And he said, just go and do around this location. And we found so many new people, very, very nice people. So I don't think it's exhausting, it's just that we don't know where to go. So I think we can still explore more and more, even within the areas of Cupertino and Sunnyvale and other areas.
There's one of the most highly paid positions in oil refinery, is having experts looking all over the world where the next big oil drill is going to go. They hire geologists so they can look at the land formation and they say this a high percentage chance it's here, so you can spend some money.
Yeah, and I just wanted to mention that even villages, we have been there three times, but every time we go, we do some Bhagavatams because it's a school area, and every few years, people just flush out, move out, and there are new set of people that come in. So I think when the school area is good, automatically, in a few years again, we can keep revisiting.
I think also in places that we feel that we've saturated, we should have a high level of concentration for our follow-up and going back to those very places, because we should have some several next steps that we do after somebody gets the set in those different areas.
So, Prabhu, and also Sundays devotees go out to farmers market, to other places, like dropping kids to their Sanskrit classes or whatever, other than ISV schools. We need to find locations. And means I found many, many places in my area, like where we do a survey instead of directly going for a spot. Initially, we do hop Sankirtan. Just stopping in a car, going in a houses, different houses in that location. And it helps, we do some survey before we go there. So that improves.
Survey means?
Survey means where we go and find out there are more Indians here for Bhagavatam. Or just before going to a Sankirtan, we just go for half an hour looking around. So
reconnaissance. Yeah, Hansapriya. Sri Gopal, then Hansapriya.
So on the same lines that you were talking about, Hansapriya was talking about the zonal representatives. I think the smart boss also can be included in that program. And Selva Prabhu has been taking care of more than 100 locations. And I think we are seeing good results in that area. But he needs a lot of help. Because there are a lot of scope in Dublin, San Remo, and other places, even in San Francisco area. But I think having a zonal representative in that area as well would work very well.
Regarding the smart boxes, the year before, which is 2016, actually it was a very big year for smart boxes because Selva Prabhu was able to go every single month to take a look at the smart boxes. But now they have become so huge.
he's not able to scale to all the locations. So this year we wanted to make that as a priority to have expand the smallpox team, and they can work with Selva Prabhu so that we could manage the location so that we could get better results. It's just that, as Prabhu was mentioning, we need those zonal secretaries for the smart boxes as well.
Yeah, I really like that idea, because there are other ideas we have for smart box in which we should test making some of them even smarter than they are now. I think some of them could be outfitted with chips so that they either speak to people or they have a video presentation on the smart box, and also that they... you know, they take people's names. What else can they do? Who can we do with a smart box, with a chip? Can scan the book that they take. Yes.
Instead of we could also have an option for card plastics if they want to donate.
Yes,
that
they can
way.
Slide their card. We should have that. We this year, 2018, we should make a goal to make a super smart box. One that talks to them and takes their order, thanks them after they take it and stuff like that. So let's put that into full design, a super smart box. These ones are really good, but we need to update it to the next level, a little robot.
So the
Prabhuji, nasty.
The big challenge, Prabhu, the smart box, they keep the stores a big challenge. Sometimes the owners like the boxes. Still, I know most of the owners like the boxes. Sometimes they move the boxes different.
So our smart, super smart box, if they try to move it, they'll get electrocuted. Leave me alone. No access authorized.
That is a big challenge now. So we are. I'm making a good relationship with the owners also. I shop there regularly. They come to know that we are doing properly, we do that, then we can plan to that, move the smart box.
That's the best thing, is to make relationship with these people. Bring them prasadam, that you're doing all that?
No, I'm not doing the prasadam, Prabhu, but I'm giving the calendar. There's also more impressed, the owners, our calendar is a very beautiful one. They're more impressed that one.
There's only 100 of them or so, and maybe they could be getting a regular postcard or something like that. I mean, if you put a lot of emphasis into cultivating these people in unusual ways, that they can become huge allies, right?
With the gift program this month we are planning to, or this year we are planning to do, they can align with Shalva Prabhu,
yes,
and do the follow-ups or cultivating them. So something on the internet, Prabhu, can I read?
Yes, and after that, then Sri Gopal.
Okay, sure. So this is from Sundarananda Prabhu. For follow-up, it will be easy if each devotee take responsibility for, let's say, 3 people or a family for a year and keeps following up with them. Then each doing a little bit will have a big effect. Of course, we can meet 30 families every weekend, so we will have a focus on most interested. A flyer for whole year with all list of major festivals is a great idea, which can be distributed when distributing books apart from temple card.
Okay, Sri Gopal, and then we want to hear from Madhava Govinda and Ananta Chaitanya about follow-up, especially with Westerners.
So one problem with the, you know, Selva Prabhu is facing over the years is the volunteers that he is not able to get. Even during the Janmashtami, he has to, you know, really approach people to, you know, devotees to go and distribute the flyers. So we really need a dedicated team, especially for the small box and the flyers, because this is, I feel, is a very important outreach area. And I think if you personally make a call, you know, sometimes during some program or, you know, some class, that devotees who are interested can, you know, come forward. I think that would really help Prabhu.
Okay, put that on my to-do list. I'll put my full attention into that. Okay, and then Madhava Govinda and Ananta Chaitanya, talk about follow-up with Westerners.
Yeah, for Westerners, one thing is emails is not the way they respond generally, because there are too many emails they get. It generally goes through texting is what I felt it works.
Hold that closer, please.
Texting is what it works well with Westerners, I felt, like just regularly just inviting for the program and sending the details of that. And they at least respond, because it was more personal rather than like a whole mailing list. Mailing okay. list also, some people who like, they will just come by that. Others go by texting, that's what I felt.
Yeah. Nanda.
Yeah, I like what you said, relationships, about relationships, like it's really about creating a relationship. And there's only so much a book or whatever can do, I feel, I don't know. And yeah, flowers we can give to everyone, even if they don't take a book. But yeah, this culture is really alien to Westerners, like, you know, and the only way you can really inspire Westerners if you become their friend, you know, like you have any other friend. It's not like, it's not some clinical operation, there's nothing like, yeah. So, I don't know, it's probably like a different form for this topic, but yeah.
So, understanding the organic nature of the follow-up, it's very important principle. It's not something clinical. It's not something that you can just systematize and then leave it alone. But it actually takes the gardener to be there personally and giving attention to each plant. As they say, the best fertilizer is the gardener's shadow. It means the gardener is present there, looking in and taking care, individual responsibility for each person. That's the comprehensive way that to make it part of the culture, that each one teach one, each one take responsibility for those people that we meet. For instance, we have a large Sankirtan party, and if everyone just took responsibility for one person that they met during the year for full cultivation, rather than thinking, oh, they'll go on automatic, some email system, then if that responsibility is there, and there's some guidelines of ways to do that, as Rupa Goswami has given, by offering gifts and prasadam and a forum where people can come together and discuss what they're going through in their life. These kinds of very down-to-earth, normal practices that take place in human society, where people invite others over to their homes and they have break bread together and then they discuss, are the actual foundational principles of the Krishna consciousness movement, as Prabhupada mentions in that verse in the Upadeshamrita. So as much as we systematize, we can't neglect the foundational principles of meeting the people where they live and inviting them into our very homes and taking personal responsibility. This is something that there's been studies in ISKCON about follow-up, and I had the fortune of being on the inside of those. We found that the devotees who were actively involved in following up from book distribution said that the only way to really achieve this is ultimately by taking personal responsibility for the ones that you meet. And Akadundubi was very active in following up with people in Italy and had whole lists of people, but he said, when you hand them off to other people, they don't necessarily know how to take care of them, and the relationship isn't there. Did anybody turn down the heat? It's too warm in here. Should be a little chilly. Yes, Sri Antariksha.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. I had a suggestion regarding smart box. And so we have a Motil Gita program. So are there marrying both the items, like Motil Gita and smart box, like the motels that we approach them, can we have a smart box placed there also?
Yeah, I think that's a great idea, is connecting the smart box idea to various different programs, including the Motil Gita. Bhaktisalva, you had a point you were going to make about that.
Yes, Prabhu. If the motel rooms agreed, we can keep the boxes. No doubt, Prabhu.
Have you done so far?
No, Prabhu.
Then that would be a boon for international Sankirtan, because there's a way that the Motil Gita's expanding, and if we marry the two programs together, and each motel gets a smart box, that might also, we might innovate ways in order to make it appealing to a motel lobby or something like that. And, you know, could expand from there and marry with other programs as well. Right?
I had some more. So Maharaj, there are a few other things. I noted down on the point is about reporting scores in Sankirtan. So if there is one place where we can put, so it becomes more streamlined and that kind of propagates a broadcast to all the other places, like we fill, scroll down or put a drop down menu or something, this many Bhagavad Gita's or this many SSR's, and that broadcast to WhatsApp, that broadcast sends an email, autofills an Excel sheet. So it will be very streamlined, just one place to fill everything.
So right now we have manual fill, and you're talking about writing a program that would autofill for
yes,
all
ma'am.
Our needs.
Yes, ma'am.
And who's going to write the program? I'm just asking
who's
capable of writing. I'm not saying time and resources, but who has that capability? Of who?
Namasmaran Prabhu actually volunteered that he will build an app for reporting this course, but we can form a team who can do it as well, because he said he will do an app so that we could have an app.
It would be nice to have a deadline for that.
Yeah.
And get that done in the first quarter.
I can participate in that.
Okay.
So there was a devotee that we initiated last year. So he was working on it, and he said it's almost complete and he will come, but he never showed up later on. So he works in Google. And he was working on it. We can connect back with him and our other devotees as well.
Srila Gopal, I think he done major of the work with inventory management. It's a Shiva Kumar Prabhu friend. So I think we can take it from there, whatever he done. So that will be easy.
I think also that you should contact for that Yukadharma Prabhu, because he had been doing quite a bit of work, has completed a lot of work on innovative ways in which to track our Sankirtan, including which an app. So when you're distributing books, as soon as you distribute books, you make them. You can enter it into your smartphone, and it goes into the aggregate. It collects the information in one place, and not only that, it marks all the places on the map where you distribute a book. For instance, there's an app nowadays for those who are doing races, and when they click into the app, and then, for instance, one devotee was using this when we were doing around Govardhan Hill, the Kinchana Krishna Prabhu. It shows your pathway around. Every day he would post his Govardhan Parikram, and it shows a red line going around Govardhan and how fast he went and things like that. And so in this way, I mean, all the phones are tracking where we are at every minute. And so when you click in on this application that Yukadharma Prabhu made, then it shows each place that you distributed the book. It leaves a little marker. So at the end of the day, it tracks everywhere you went, and then it leaves a marker. And then also, he had it so that you write in which book you distributed, and it keeps a running tally throughout the day. But if it was a drop-down kind of a menu, it would be much more proficient, efficient.
I think that also helps in data mining kind of thing, all kinds of stats. We can have real dashboard, showing how we are doing. You know, we can display in the tempo, MSF, each MSF, lot of things can be built on top of that.
Yeah, we'd like to have that in the first quarter. It's something that should be exportable to everybody all over North America and around the world, so that the view to having a global dashboard as well, so each one of them can fill in, because it would be really nice to have we're working on having a global goal for book distribution, and if each one of the teams uses this, then you could look at the global dashboard and see overall how many pieces of literature are going out 24 hours a day. Just like when you go to Google, you can look at their big screen, and it tells every time there's a search, it comes up as a little bubble. And then you notice as the sun's rising in China, and so it's like a few bubbles, and then 10,000 and then 10 million are coming out, Google searches. The same way we should be able to look at a global map as a result of this and see every time a book is distributed anywhere in the world, it sends up a little, what does it send up? A little Hanuman jumping up or something like that. We could have, you know, but that way we have a global look, and devotees all over the world then can check in real time. We're way behind on this, and I think that, you know, locally we should have this as soon as possible.
We are Mortal Gita Prabhu, Mayapur Prabhu, they have the map where they placed all the Gitas. They already have it, the program already has the Mortal Gita also. Sometime I saw that one, the map, you can go the map. If you go for the Kupat, you know where the Mortal Gita got the books, all the books.
Is it online now? Okay. In fact, we should have a screen, you know, that shows the dashboard, and then also something graphic that's interesting that shows like what's happening all over the Bay Area and then all over the world and things like that. That should be standard inside our temple lobbies, so we can see what's happening in real time. Yes.
So Prabhuji, regarding that application that Sri Gopal Prabhu was talking, so I have a friend in Gopal called Umar Shankar Prabhu. So he already developed a lot of that app already.
Get him down here right now.
Yeah. So you can not only enter this code, you know, for generating the report for MSF, right? With one click of the button, it can generate the entire report. So whatever Sri Gopal Prabhu is doing manually, we should be able to do it with that app.
Should be able to, but we want it in the first quarter.
I'll follow up with him, Prabhuji.
Okay.
And we called it Sankirtan Management System. That's what we named it. I'll follow up with him.
SMS.
So I have also requested him to share the source code with us so that more devotees from our congregation can participate and help him out.
Okay.
Yeah.
That would be good if you could bring the team together and bring the deliverable by Ram Nami. When's that? March? March 25th is the date we should launch this. Okay? No problem? March 25th?
Definitely try our best to be.
We should offer to Lord Ramachandra on behalf of Hanuman. Yes.
It's very nice to hear that we have really outgrown and we need a lot more system in a place. So I was thinking we are so much like now production team where we need administration right now. We have all the Sankirtan devotees going out. We have follow-up team also trying to do whatever they can do the best. But I was thinking we need the operation team that helps us with the administration, fulfillment center, and then, you know, getting the delivery. So I think we need to think like it, now we are a small corporation. And so that means we know that most of you are going out and not much of administration help out there. So we should find out who is not going out. And let's see who can help us with the program management. We can find out what the goals are. We should set up MVP and then get that MVP by that time. And I think most of you are in a business, so you know what the software product manager does. So basically we need a product manager as well here for the follow-up as well as the Sankirtan, so they can just help us to align and then we can achieve the goal. Does it make sense?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense, and I think that that's where we can get huge increases is in efficiency through planning and oversight. For instance, for years we've been depending on the graces of Vedavit Prabhu down in Los Angeles, who has gone in, we don't even see this happening ourselves, but he's taken upon himself to increase the efficiency of shipping for Motel Gita, and that way we've saved tens of thousands of dollars because of his figuring out a cheaper way to get books sent and doing it himself. And as an example, you know, we spend a large part of our budget on shipping, And if we have clearer ideas, of if we can get bigger shipping, storage for what we send up here, either that or our own shipping system that's a lot cheaper, like somebody, you know, if we have our own truck or something, you know, even on that, if we can cut our shipping costs in half or much more than that, that represents a huge percentage increase for our overall remittance every year. Yes?
I think last year also I proposed putting the Radha Madan Mohan's pictures while doing the Srimad Bhagavatam installation or giving. There are people who are very pious who give just donation, don't take the books. So it gives, you know, more connections to the temple.
Yes.
Or there are some small one, there could be 2-3 different level we can do, which takes $1, $5, depends on how much they donate. And
we're also working on a Matsudhiti that will be available for each place that takes a full set of books for Gomatsya. And I like the idea of having a little package of gifts, for instance, the picture of the deities that goes along with that. And now it's 9 o'clock, 9:03. So take a 2-minute break and we'll come back at 9:05. Go Premanande Haribo.
Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
I hope you all had a nice break.
Yes.
Hare Krishna.
Okay, court is back in session.
Probably just when we are speaking about the real estate thing, Jitendra Prabhu is sitting there. So I told, we are speaking with him and we have this idea, whenever he sells a house, we package it with Srimad Bhagavatam. So we go to their house and then give the set. So he's agreed for that and just
installation with. There's an installation with each.
Installation and they will buy a set as a part of their house buying program. So.
Okay, that sounds good.
And also he said he will give references for the areas which is covering. So you need more real estate agents.
And may you sell 1,000 houses this year. Okay, what are we on to now?
Ruji, we actually wanted to allocate some time for kids to give their ideas. So if kids have ideas now, you can speak. I know Avantika had a few she wanted to share.
Oh, good.
So earlier Madhav Govinda Prabhu was talking about how, like, for Western people, it's easier, they're going to check, like, their phones before their emails and stuff. So I have this thing with my, like, my dentist and doctor. Like, if I have an appointment, they have, like, an automatic texting thing, which reminds me, like, a week before. Or there's my friend at school, she subscribed to this one thing where it texts her, like, one quote a day. So maybe we could incorporate that by having, like, a verse of the day or, like, a reminder if we're having, like, an event coming up. Because a lot of times on, like, flyers we see the date, but we don't realize that the date's coming up so soon.
Good point. I like that. How do we do that?
So there's, like, I don't know how you do it, but there's an automatic texting thing, so you just have to text, like, a certain number, and then it'll just text you, like, once a day, or has, like, a set reminder thing.
Madhava?
Okay. Ananta Chaitanya Prabhu, he found an app where actually you just, you write a generalized message, like, you say, hi, so-and-so, hi, and then there's a hashtag, and then you write the quote or whatever you want to send it, and select the context and it just sends it out to all of them, and everyone feels it's for them. Actually, it doesn't feel like, you know, just the mass texting that's going on. So that's very much possible.
Is it the same thing you're saying? It's also
it's
an automatic thing to remind people of various dates that are coming up too, right? Yeah.
I was thinking that we can have like a spiritual competition. So like for scores, and when you're getting down scores on your phone or something, and like you can like get a medal or something using the app that we make. I don't know how that would work, but something.
Like a little badge when you reach a certain point.
I was going to books with Madhav Govind Prabhu, and I met this person who said that he used to go to the temple in New York, and he said that when he came here and he came to the temple, he was he wanted there to be a restaurant, because he said that if there was a restaurant for the temple, then he said that there would be a lot more visitors to the temple, and that it would expand the movement a lot more.
Okay, put it down. 2018 ISV restaurant. I take it you're all paying customers, so I think we should have no problem.
I think that I know how my mom sometimes writes GNAPs of like stories that happened with adults book distribution, or like from the adults' point of view. But I think some kids have already started doing it, and the kids should get to write, maybe not even once a month, but every 3 months or 4 months, one of the kids should write like a story that they liked from their kids' book distribution.
Good idea. I like that a lot.
We have the MS have our newsletter comes, so why not the kids take care of that? Because I'm looking for volunteers, so Advait mentioned about it. So all the kids are smart enough, they are doing on Google Hangout and all the time, so they can use the newsletter. Would you like Advait Shivas Savantika?
Kids also have their own website. Can you explain?
We have a TIC website. TIC stands for Team of ISV Kids, and so we record. It all started when like we wanted to know how much of actually we were doing out of the whole percentage of what ISV did. So now Madhav coded a website where we just report what we do, like at Hari Nams especially, and like if we do any books by ourselves, and if it's a Srimad Bhagavatam, we can record what percentage the kids might have talked.
What's the name of the website? Could we see it? Or if it's secret?
What's the...
What's it called? It's very secret. Kids who are online listening in, please report in. Who's writing in or call in right now? We need all the ISV kids to respond, please. You have one online? Okay. You have some kids online?
Which, while we are waiting for the kids to send their suggestions. One thing that, as part of the follow-up we wanted to do this year, was that we go out door-to-door, and we are with the family for like maybe 20-30 minutes. But one part that I feel which we need improvement is we don't collect enough details about the contact. So most of the time we are enthusiastic, sharing pictures and everything. But this year we wanted to implement that. We want to collect their name, email address, phone number, and their physical address. This will help a lot with the follow-up team, because recently when Balimadhan Prabhu was trying to invite them for dinner, either you have an email address or just a phone number or just a name. Many people don't respond to emails, as Madhav Govinda Prabhu said. We need their phone numbers or address where we can send them a postcard. So this year we request all the devotees to mandatorily collect all this information with the picture, because when you post the picture, we can just put that information there and send it. We have a separate WhatsApp group for collecting the contacts. This would be really helpful.
Can you automate that system?
We have an app where we collect the details, but more often nobody actually is doing it. It's just a matter of doing it, Puji.
But for instance, if you have a template that you can fill out so everyone remembers to get it filled? You need to speak in the mic.
The Sankirtan management system map that we are developing with a Google person, we have the provision to enter the address, phone number, email address, everything.
Is that available even before we have all the other program in place? Can we have it now?
I think he told me he has it ready, so we need to see a demo on that Prabhuji.
He couldn't come down here now, could he? It would be nice to have him here as part of the team.
I haven't talked to him for a while.
If he could just patch in by phone right now and just tell us the state of the project.
I will probably one of the Sundays I'll ask him to come and show a demo from G.
That'd be good. Yeah, that would, where attention goes, energy flows. And if he feels more part of the team, that would be really nice.
So we have the app.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, Abhay, you want to go ahead?
Yeah, Hare Krishna, in
Kids
book distribution.
Wait. Where is
speaker? Yeah.
Sorry.
It's on the bottom.
Why don't
you? Okay, talk.
Go ahead.
Hare Krishna, we could make timing for book distribution.
Make what?
You can make what?
We can make timings for book distribution.
Timings, right? Yeah.
Means?
Can explain. You
explain that, please.
We need to do for this many, minutes or maybe hours of book distribution. At least that many.
So their playtime and book time is the best. One remix.
Oh. Like Sankhya Purvaka Namagami.
And do you know the website name, the kids' website name, Abhay or Balram?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, Balram, can you say the website name, the Madhav Bill?
We are the team of ISV Kids, which is called a TIC, and if we use that more actively and accurately in our book distribution, we can motivate more kids to do more books.
Wait, what's the website?
The website right now is down, so.
In any case, the principles really sound.
Madhav still has a spreadsheet that we use right now. Our group that we have, so it's still actively being tracked.
Madhav is emerging as a real leader, huh? I think the kids, do you have your own meetings?
actually designate meetings, but we have like different Google chats which we report our scores that we did, because not a lot of us actually use the website. We just report the scores to Madhav and he puts it in, but we look at it, and like we have our own Google chats where we talk about, we don't exactly designate meeting times, but
could I suggest that you all have an official kids meeting sometime this month? I think it would be really helpful if all the kids came together for a summit meeting with all the kids and do, you know, brainstorm all your ideas together. Could you do that?
Sure, yeah. Well, we can designate like a meeting time or like a video call.
You could do it at the temple here. You come an hour early or stay late or something like that. I think it would be really good, and you can consolidate all your ideas and all your programs and whatever you have. It'd be really nice. Yeah? Where's Madhva? Okay.
I looked at the website, Prabhu. It's A class. It's everything in
the
class.
Website.
Yeah, the kids' website, because I was want some people to do our ISV website, but they did a very good job, I think, Madhav. Right?
I think that you should all meet, the kids should meet this at the beginning of this year, sometime this month, and have your own meeting and set some of your own goals for the year. Because in the next few years, we're hoping that you'll start taking bigger and bigger leadership roles for the parties and things like that, taking over the management. So you look in that direction. Okay? Yes? Need a verbal yes. Okay.
Prabhuji, regarding the follow-up thing, I was thinking, it's based on our experience, we have seen that as much as we can do at that spot, you know, when we are distributing the book, you know, once we leave that spot, it's very hard to, you know, do a follow-up or contact, you know, get the email ID or phone number. So until the website is ready where we can globally access that and have them do it right at the spot, if we can have few tablets and each Sankirtan leader has it, you know, when they're traveling. So as soon as the book is distributed, we fill up all the details. So the transaction is closed at that minute itself, you know, so we don't have to worry about.
I think that's first class. Don't wait till later to follow up, but as much as you can while you're there, make sure you get all the information you need and all the connections.
So, and Prabhu,
yes.
Please.
So, we had this, app. We had different versions. You know, we had Google Form. We had, you know, the Salesforce app and different. The main problem is enforcing. You know, the devotees not collecting in spite. You know, and sometimes because in the heat, you know, because while distributing, sometimes they forget or some things. But we are not able to really make use of those tools.
What about incentivizing the process? For instance, we're counting how many books and how many Lakshmi points, but we should add in as equally important the some quantifiable way in which we're following up. What do you think of that? Do you think that would help?
Yes, Prabhu, definitely. I think that's a very good idea, that if you make a template that is, you know, apart from the Lakshmi and the books, if you can get some contact information also, you know.
Some kind of way of quantifying and scoring that, right?
Yes, Prabhuji, we can do that. But I think more importantly, I feel that it's devotees should take personal responsibility, because that is actually part of the follow-up as well. We have had many tools, as Prabhu was saying, but we also had a goal to collect this many contacts in that MSF and things like that, but it was not enforced. So probably every team who goes out for each door, until they collect the contact, they shouldn't come out, if possible. The team can enforce among themselves, probably that can start.
1, 2.
So, Prabhuji, I spoke to the Umar Shankar right now.
Yes.
I asked him if he could come over now.
Yes.
He said, yes, some commitment today.
Yes.
But he said he brought that to a very decent position.
and he wants to revisit and make sure everything works. If everything works and is in a demoable state, he said by tomorrow evening he can come and show a demo.
Okay.
If not, next Sunday is what he told me. And he said that he still wants to be part of the team and contribute, and he is open to ideas. If you have any other good ideas, however you want, he is very much open to that.
Excellent.
So that's good.
We need, I think in the first quarter we have to have a lot of big accomplishment, because once we roll past the first quarter we go back into status quo, and we should try for prioritizing the top goals that we have there and get them accomplished before the end of January if possible, but at the very latest before the first quarter is over, because then we have momentum for the rest of the year to really bring the infrastructure of our organization to a higher level. Yes.
Hare Krishna Babu. So I was thinking in terms of newsletter or magazine, but what happens is nowadays a lot of print magazines, people may not read something online as well, wherein we have a database of people, we can just send them once a quarter or during major festivals with a small link people can go to.
Okay.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. So regarding collecting the contact information during the distribution, I have seen what happens, you know, all devotees basically get busy glorifying books. So if we have, you know, every time in the team one dedicated person who collect the contacts, you know, I think that will work, because that way, you know, we have a responsibility assigned.
Yeah, I think that divisions of labor works really well in the teams, because there's one person who's usually designated to take the donation, who knows how to work the square, and if there's somebody else, and you can refer to people and just say, oh, this person will take all your information, this person will take all your money, and like that. Yeah, one, two.
So I had one idea, since we're talking about collecting contacts. So if just like going with one place for everything, so if the earlier thought that we thought of reporting scores, so in the same whatever we come up with, in the same that there can be of collecting contacts, so it's like one place for everything. But yeah, in the interim, it's kind of a long term.
It's same app, and it can be instituted right away. Same thing. We just have to designate what we want and put the category in and make it a priority.
So Maharaj, I had one more thing.
Yes.
So this is regarding, so you mentioned about each one, teach one, and the guidelines of which Rupa Goswami mentioned about giving gifts and prasadam. So it would also help if someone who has been able to successfully follow up many devotees, or so if anyone can give some kind of training or guidance on that.
That's a good idea. We should have a follow-up training on a regular basis, so we know the steps. We could develop the different tenets of follow-up as we do with book distribution. We have the four laws. We should have a similar system for the follow-up that can be inculcated and propagated everywhere. So we'll make that a priority.
I had one more, if I'm allowed.
Okay, and we got tons of kids waiting too, so. Yes, please go ahead. These are excellent.
So Maharaj, one other thing was about in terms of tools and tackles. So there was a point that not many, we often end up, we don't find many of the tools or things like that. So applying the principle of divide and conquer, so if certain tools can be allocated to a person who is in charge, so that way it's always, so.
Tools means? You mean like the square?
I meant the... So, for example, the sign or...
So more often we buy a lot of tools, like the trolleys, the signs and everything. I think Prabhu, what you're trying to say is that we have a responsible person who takes care of those tools.
Yes. For example, if you do it...
It's like one of the great mysteries of the world, where they actually go. Because they disappear into like a vyakta state. Pradhan, it's non-manifest. It's just like enters in and then it never comes back out again, right?
We're thinking of buying some trackers this time.
That's a good idea.
Some inexpensive, I mean, at least we will know where they are. We can try with those.
And each person, they should put a deposit on it.
Yeah.
If everyone puts a deposit, even if it's 10 rupees, on each thing, I will think about it, like getting it back, right?
Please, I think going back to responsibility, you can give a seminar on it, because I see the lacking in many of all of us. Like, you know, if you take something responsible, make sure you'll do that.
Okay, I'll make a note of that. And we have lots of kids. Aprame is ready to go. And there's kids online, and there's, boy, a whole gang over here. Okay.
Hi, Krishna Maharaj. Just this Saturday, me and Balram were talking about book distribution, and we found like two things. One, maybe we can collect all the different possibilities for Srimad Bhagavatam book distribution that people offer back as a counter to not take the book, so we know what to say, because sometimes we forget and we're challenged.
You and Balaram should do that. We did that exercise the other night, remember, when we were all sitting together, and it never ended. It went on for like half an hour, and I think that it would be a really good service to collect all those and then to also line them up with the comeback. So you and Balaram are in charge of that, okay?
Also, we were focused on one word that may help more than another thing that we normally say. We generally tend to say installments. If you say something like subscribe, that would sound more professional and more like we're going to come back, because, yeah.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I like that. So please make a repository for both of those things, okay? And collect them, and we'll integrate them into our system. Okay, over here.
We often when we go on book distribution, we run out of Srimad Bhagavatam flip charts, so maybe we can print more of those. And also because Gaur Purnima is coming, we might need a Chaitanya Charitamrita flip chart and to help us with Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Do we have those, but they've entered into the Avyakta? We have them, but they're just not being used, right? Let's bring them back out. What? Print more and make them more professional. We should refine them as much as possible and bring them out. Yeah. Thank you. What else? You kids, you got some stuff. Yeah, he's got. I can tell. He's ready to go.
Many times when we go to book distribution, we meet some people that like want language books. Like recently, I'm pretty sure it was last Saturday. There was a person who wanted a book in Parsi because he wasn't that good at reading English. So, but sometimes we don't have them, so it's people don't take books.
Yeah, there should be a penalty for that. You know, if the party leader misses a language, that they should fast for one day or something like that. No, it's a heavy thing, because if we have books and we don't make them available somehow, we should have a system. Like what I had suggested before is you have a special box that contains a sufficient quantity. It doesn't have to be millions of them, but just at least a few that cover all the various scenarios that could happen. And if you can calculate those scenarios and see... is it possible that during your outing you're going to meet somebody that speaks Mandarin? Is it possible? Yes. Is it possible you're going to meet somebody that speaks Japanese? Is it possible? Okay, you should put a weighted average on each one and say, you know, it's Spanish, it's, you know, got a number 4. Japanese, it's more like a 1. Arabic is maybe a 5. And depending on the neighborhoods and each one of the boxes that has the alternative books can be, you know, be in a protected state, like it seals or something like that, so you know where to go. And maybe a little index inside where each one has... Because I see another thing that happens with language books is devotees go, here, how about this one? And, you know, they'll give a Korean book to a Mandarin speaker because they don't know what's going on. So I think there needs to be more training in this. And there should be a way in which, you know, the box is there, and then each one has one of those little index, cardboard index cards or something that divides the sections. And everyone should also learn what Korean looks like as opposed to Japanese or something like that. Is that what you're going to say? Go ahead, say more.
Okay, so I think that, like, on the book cover, maybe on, like, the side, we can have it printed in small letters, Korean, like, on the, like, you know, the binding on the left
label
side.
Or at least if it doesn't even have to be on the book, but just a way that we know, so we don't give a wrong book.
Because, like...
Okay, so we need a little a tutorial, I think, for everybody. And learn which books we have, and then... We've done this before. Years ago, we had a special, for each language, we had a special month. So everyone would learn Mandarin 1 month. Another month, we'd learn Korean. You can teach us. And then, you know, every month, we'd learn a new greeting in every language. So that way, we have a repertoire. Everyone should be like that, fully equipped.
I went book distribution with Molly Mataji around a month ago, and we met a Spanish person, and she spoke quite fluent Spanish, like maybe 5 or 6 lines. So I was kind of surprised because...
Who did, Molly? Give her the mic. Give her the mic. Let's hear it, Molly. Go ahead.
Oh. Hola, ¿qué tal? No sé muy bien. As buenos libros de Dios as yoga, which means these are books on yoga meditation and about God. No se vende, we are not selling them. Todos pasamos, pedimos una ayuda, un poquito donación, por favor.
So, I propose... Every year we have these Gita champions, right? It's fun, right? I propose this year we should have a language champions. And we bring out all the language cards, and then we have a competition, adults and kids, but we can have different division, of who can remember the lines. We should like have 7 languages, you know, to judge by. And we'll pick the primary ones, and each person has to memorize and be conversant with how to present a book in that language. First, they have to identify the book within 2 seconds, which is which. Second of all, they have to be able to, from memory, present what Malini just did, enough to make friends with somebody and present a book. What do you think? We'll have a foreign language championship. You in? Like, give him the mic. He's got some good ideas over here. This kid's a leader.
Maybe we could also have temple cards, that, like, language temple cards.
Yeah, language temple cards, which also reminds me, I think the temple cards needs to be looked at again as far as the design. The Ma Mantra is way too small, and the design should be relevant to the people that we're talking to. We need to talk to one of our branding experts and redo the card. And also in different languages, it would be nice too. Yes.
Also, the temple cards, the timings are different because the timing changed. And I had one more point to make about the language.
Yes.
Last week in Sunnyvale or Cupertino, we were doing book distribution, and we met this person who wanted a Gujarati or Marathi Srimad Bhagavatam. We didn't carry that, and also before we didn't have an English one, like. Couple weeks ago.
How cool to have an English one.
I made a mistake, actually.
Oh.
I forgot to check which was.
Oh, you mean you had all English, foreign language Srimad Bhagavatams?
Yes.
Gotcha. Did you convince him to take another?
I actually paid for the Bhagavatam, but then they didn't want the same English one. They just wanted the Gujarati one.
Okay. Yes. Click that on.
On Janmashtami, we can have like a stall where people that speak different languages,
like, yes. After the competition, those people can like interact with the people that don't really speak English that much.
I like that. Okay, so which languages would you have there represented?
Maybe like Spanish.
Yes.
Japanese, Chinese.
I think that's a good idea. This year, because we live in a neighborhood where a lot of people speak Spanish, we should have some emphasis in and around the temple, not just for Janmashtami, but also for the rest of the year. Some kind of, a sign that lets people know that we speak Spanish. And you all learn Spanish, right? Yes, one, two.
I was just wondering, as Gaurav was mentioning, I really like the point, and I was thinking that since we live in a community where we have a major population of Spanish speaking, we should have a Bhagavad Gita Spanish festival, something like that, that will appease them, serve prasadam that is good for them, and give away flyers for their language, you know, something that they will love to come and interact. And in the meantime, if we know, at least, and we pick all those Spanish speaking, and I know most of our kids can speak Spanish because they learn Spanish in school, so if they can help out.
Is that true? Let's hear it. Who's got it? Okay, you two have a conversation. Give the you ask her some questions, and then she'll ask you some questions.
No.
Hola.
Hola.
¿Cómo estás?
Muy bien, ¿y tú?
Bien.
¿Te gusta el templo?
Me gusta el templo mucho. ¿Y por qué te gustas el templo?
El templo es una locación para how do you say worship? Para encantar Krishna.
So you can put a little banner that says "Say hablo español" for our booths, and then you all can practice your Spanish. Okay? Yes. Online?
So, before I go online, I just wanted to add something. It's okay.
Yes.
So, a couple of weeks ago, I got somebody sent me a little music file. It had an Indian version of Jingle Bells. And I had actually just sent it off to all my friends that I'm close to. It was so funny because it was in a non-Tibetan English, Indian language, Bhojpuri, and they had converted that. And then I sent it to Urmi, and we said, oh, you want a Gujarati version of this? So she sent me a Gujarati version of that. And then later on it struck me that, you know, I was just thinking of it from the fun perspective, but then I thought, oh no, this is Christian propaganda. They have jingle bells now in so many different languages, and I was foolishly, you know, sending it off to print, and I was propagating that. So I was thinking, we have such smart kids. You know, we could do something like that in a different, like use the same tune from one of our prayers and then translate that. Use that same tune in some other language, yeah. Like Chinese or something like that.
I like the idea. You know, the devotees in Scotland had a sustained campaign over many years. Was called Call Out Gauranga and Be Happy.
Oh, yeah.
And they created all kinds of paraphernalia, and it made a buzz in the whole country. Nobody knew where it was coming from. Did you all hear about this?
Yes.
Call Out Gauranga?
I heard.
In fact, they used to put up signs on the buses, yeah, but even on the overpasses, they'd go out there at night and they'd Call Out Gauranga. And it became a national phenomenon, but everyone was saying Gauranga, Gauranga. And the devotees started taking paraphernalia out with them that said, call out Gauranga, be happy, and everyone wanted it. And nobody knew exactly where it was all coming from. But what I took from your idea was there's certain things that are, they indirectly you know, bring the message to people, but it's in a way that's likely to go viral. For instance, when recently some of the devotees, the brahmacharis in Denver, I don't know if you've seen this, but Ananda Murari and his kirtan party downtown Denver, it has about 8 million views already on web. And they went around and they did, can you say Gauranga? Can you say Gauranga? Gauranga, Nityananda, Gauranga, Nityananda. And so, what? Yeah, okay, bring the video up. And so the point is there is a kind of marketing that we can do, and including in our distribution in packets that includes these kind of viral videos. For instance, we could actually take this video, and when we distribute a set of Bhagavatams or something like that, that could be part of the thing that we give them. That, you know, that might just catch their imagination as part of the package that we put together. Yes. Here it is. Start from the beginning. Definitely need volume on this.
Can you say go Ranga? Go Ranga! Go Ranga! Go Ranga! Can you say go Ranga? Go Ranga!
Can you guys say go Ranga?
Go Ranga!
Go Ranga!
You say go Ranga?
Go Ranga!
Go Ranga!
Go Ranga!
Go Ranga!
Yes. You get the idea. There are various incidents that happen in the course of our presenting Krishna consciousness that can be encapsulated and presented that are viscerally appealing. Like when people look at that, obviously it's gone to the 8 million view mark. The people like it. It makes them happy. It's gone out to many different kinds of populations that people appreciate that somebody's making people happy and they're singing names of gods and things like that. So that is an aspect that we should look for in and try to encapsulate.
So, Haribol, this is Vrindavan. I think we should have kids get together in the room and read the scripture so should we could understand it and present it better. We can have kids book club regularly.
Yeah. Do you all like that? Yeah, so regular hearing chanting together with the kids, and also you'll have a meeting for planning and goal setting for the year too, right? Sometime in January, possible? Yeah? Ruth?
Maratheva, two from not non-kids. Can I speak that real quick?
I just want to say, when you mentioned about the kids meeting themselves, Prabhu, they can have like a skill set. If somebody is good in doing in apps, somebody doing in flyers, because we are looking for one good delivery manager who can deliver all these things, Prabhu, because it's tough to manage our ISV website and the flyers. If I want to go, I need to go a person. Please, can you make this happen? At least right now, Hansapriya Mataji, look for Adobe, some volunteer service. It's not working out.
Maybe you can make a list of needs.
Yes. Okay.
And then when the kids meet, you can talk about it amongst yourselves if any of you want to take up certain services and teams. You like that?
Thank you.
Okay. Yes, Upper May. And then Srivas.
I just have two things. One, Mother May like this, but I volunteer for the web app for
That's what happens when you can't make it. So Madhava just got volunteered for what?
For ISV website.
Okay.
And also, as for the subscribe thing, maybe you can have different lines to save for different people, like different apartments or like different types of people. So like, again, weigh the options of like what type of person this is.
Like cataloging the different approaches. Okay. I think that kind of goes along with the project you and Balaram are working on, right? Yeah. Did you have a point, Gita Priya?
We could be in charge of the flyers and stuff. I mean, Escapee Prabhu is right, because if there's not enough volunteers, we can like do it because we're more creative and we like crafts and stuff, and we have really good drawers, and we can do it for Janmashtami and everything.
Yeah. Okay. So make that as... Yes? Hiroshi has a point.
Arushi actually has two ideas. One, she was saying that she wanted to distribute with her school friends and the school neighborhood, because it seems they took the Aish Upanishad and she feels that they will take the Bhagavad Gita as well.
Good. That's a good idea.
And the second idea she's saying is if we can get the Bhagavad Gita in a pocket version, and because that they can always carry it with them, and you know they can always read it, and that's like a good kind of version. Okay, it's small and it's pocket version, so that's
okay.
Very nice.
Very good ideas. Thank you very much, Hare Krishna. Okay.
Have you seen the kids comedy drama?
Have seen what?
Some of them committed show they did in last 2 weeks ago, right? Because they should do more.
Gratitude fair. Yeah. Srivas?
So, when the kids meet and if they have questions, then I can be with them for some time and answer any questions they might have, so I can volunteer for that.
You mean for their Shastra studies?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. Very good.
And maybe once a month or something like that. So especially you can have the reading club on a weekly basis, gather all the questions, and then you know we can sit together and go over them, especially on how you can present it when you go for the book distribution. Presenting as it is, so that is something I can help on. Prabhuji, the other thing is, can we get inner yoga books? I was going through the BBT
We already have that in plan, okay, because there are a lot of, that can be a, we can find a lot of audience for that.
Okay.
And then the third thing is that we have asked the Bhakti Shastri students to go out and distribute. So far they have distributed like 100 or 150 copies of Bhagavad Gita to people who they went out. So that is something that
it's
we
have It's a part of the course, right?
Yes, it's a practical. No.
I like that. It's very good.
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj. I think distributing the book is like a major victory. I kind of know that that's the goal. But I think we put very little efforts on actually checking whether the person who got the book, you know, read the book or got a chance to read the book. The reason I say this is, I had my aunt, you know, who lived in the area and they moved to East Coast. So they visited me in 2016. And she used to keep a far distance from ISKCON. I don't know the reasons, but so. But she came to our house one day in 2016, and she saw the books on my below my altar. And actually, she picked two books. One was the cookbook by Kurma Dasa, and the other was The Waves of Devotion. I don't know what got her interested, but she picked those two books. So last year, right, midway through the year, I mean, I talked to them and I asked her, like, so how are things going? So the kids are in school, they're trying to graduate, she's very busy. So I asked her, so did you get a chance to do something about the books? And she said, no, I've been very busy, you know, I didn't get a chance. So last week I visited them again, and then we were talking, and then I asked her, like, so did you get a chance to do something about the cookbook? And she said, yes, finally, like, I tried a dish. And I said, what was it? And she said, like, oh, I tried the avocado shake, and that was the best shake I ever drank. So the point I'm trying to make is we should somehow make them feel like connected. Just don't leave them, and then highlight the two or three like important stories, like some people say, wow, I read this book and it has transformed my life, right? Something like that, so that it gives them an impetus. And they also feel connected. And you can look at the person and say, right, as you often mention, if it's a ripe fruit, then you know he's going to read the book. Then you know, right, he's going to get it, go after it, right? And then highlight them to people who are like not inspired, you know, so that they get inspired. And then basically keep them connected. Yeah.
Yeah, nice points. And I think obviously it falls into the category of our follow-up, which is a main focus all this year, and I think we should have a special meeting just to advance all the initiatives for follow-up in the first quarter so that we take them into the second quarter. We're out of time. We just have a couple more minutes. You can go ahead.
Like Prabhupada said, maybe we can have a website online for like if they like the book, they can give us like a rating. Because many times people, they say that the first they'll check online about how like we have our ratings and stuff. So
they'll check online for what? Ratings?
No, if they like the book, they can give like a review.
Okay, so they can rate the book. Yeah, I like that. That gets them involved. We ask them to rate the book.
And
read it and rate it.
Also, maybe whenever we give a Bhagavatam, the kids can make like a small craft to give with it.
Okay, I like that too. Okay, 1, 2, 3, and then over to Vijay Damodar.
So I was thinking when like we go to book distribution, we can like carry a bit of prasadam to give to the person we're distributing the books to.
Well, who doesn't carry prasadam? Now, who's not carrying prasadam? Do we have a dearth of prasadam we're not carrying? We don't have enough prasadam to carry? Well, that should be remedied. We should always have prasadam to take out. Go ahead.
Back to my dad's point, I mean, for the Shastas, we can do it online if we can't meet at the temple.
Yeah.
Because, like our Guru Mataji's classes, we did it online. We can do like the same thing. We can all like join on like a call, And then it can, like, if you're really far from the temple, you can still join the call.
Okay.
And we can also do it at the temple, like, if we can't, if, like, if there's something going on at the temple.
Combination of the both?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. Vijay, and then back to Arushi.
Sure. Thank you, Maharaj. It's a wonderful session. Two things I want to point out. One is that I think we're missing out having someone host people over here when there are special days, like New Year, Christmas, and things like that. I think we need to have people, because on New Year itself, there were hundreds of people, and there were people who don't standard come here, so they are ideal prime candidate for books. So that's one. The second thing is, I think the world is going social, and I think we need to go. The world is going social, and we need to have a very strong Facebook, Twitter, all those presence, because we need to go viral. That's what our intent is, and that's what this thing is there. And I have a very strong suspicion that's what Gauranga's plan is, to get all of this Facebook and social world out here. So I think we need to capitalize on that. We need a very comprehensive strategy over there to go and use that.
Okay. Last one here. Okay, one, two, and then we're...
Yeah. Once when we went on book distribution, and there was one family, they were interested in distributing the books to their friends, so we can actually even offer that, okay, you can, you know, give it to your friends as gifts. I don't know if this idea was already said, but it was already said, okay.
Yeah, but it's important to emphasize that. And really that's the idea, part of the idea behind Gomatsya. As we're looking at each person, not just as a recipient of the books, but actually as a participant in Lord Chaitanya Sankirtan. Mahaprabhu said, everybody is eligible to engage in the Sankirtan, no matter where they're starting from. So our presentation is to invite them in to be part of the mission. And a concomitant aspect of that is that they also take all the books. That's not the primary. The primary is that they're recruited to take part. Arushi, do you have a point? Go ahead, speaking to the microphone. I know it's intimidating, but... No? Okay. So, yes, please go ahead.
Just on the follow-up thing, we have these calendars, and recently at my work, I went and gave into calendars. So my colleague became my manager. So I gave him Bhagavatam set when he was my colleague. So I gave him the calendar, and then he said that, you know, this year I'll sponsor one more Bhagavatam for you. You can place in my name in a library. I said, oh, that's a great idea. So follow-up is very good. Gift will be a big thing this year.
Yes, and Shraddha and Mukharvind have set the pace by, in their corporate environments, doing follow-up all year long. Doing this gifting and friending and everything like that. And it's paying off. We're not mentioning any numbers in this assembly today, but it's paying off in really big ways. And this is a kind of culture that we want to inculcate throughout the year in all the different departments. I think we could take a lot of help from them in adopting this mood of befriending people. And the name of our program is GIFT, Giving in Friendship Team. And that should pervade the whole mood of everyone in the Sankirtan party, is thinking how you can take extra time and effort to give people gifts and connect with them in a very personal and friendly way. And to maintain that connection over time. And this is a very important addition to our expansive book distribution program, is adding GIFT to everything that we do. Just add GIFT. And now we're out of time, aren't we? So we've taken in as much information we could process, the information that we have for 100 years, and expand it. And we're going to do the best we can to prioritize the ideas that have come in so that we can implement them as quickly as possible, so that they can become part of the norm here at ISV, which will bring us to the next level. We had an extraordinary year in 2018 in all the different departments, and we're looking to expand dramatically in 2018 in various ways, building on the successes that we have in every department here at ISV. And the ideas that we're generating today are applicable in all the different services that are here and available and being presented on our regular programs here at ISV. Thank you, everybody, for taking the time to come out. Thanks for kids for coming together as a major force here at ISV. We look forward to hearing more from you after you have your own meetings, hearing and chanting sessions, and managerial meetings. I'd like to hear more about who's going to adjourn the meeting and what the results of it are. Maybe we could talk about that tomorrow as well. And thank you, everyone, for coming in. And those of you who join us online from different places around the world, the conversation will continue. Go Premanande, Nitai Gaura Haribo, 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 Nitai Gaura Haribo, Nitai Gaura Haribo, Haribo, Nitai Gaura Haribo. Vanchakobhita Rushcha Kripas Nibi Vacha Patitanam Pavani Bio Vaishnavi Bio Namo Namaha
Natchari Armarman Natchari Armarman Natchari Armarman Natchari Armarman Hey Natchari Armarman Natchari Armarman Natchari Armarman Natchari Armarman.